Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask something. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap dog, giving them all, just like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay. Today is simple. I want to just talk to you about effort today. Just about effort. You know, it's a word that people use to describe sometimes trying. But what I found out about trying is just a noble way of saying you didn't get it done. I tried. And then everybody go, well, he tried. That was the best. Well, that's not exactly true, though. That's not exactly true, you all. And I want to talk to you about that, because I don't want you to be one of the people who just tried. See, trying, I mean, I got to tell you, to attempt something, you're going to have to first try. But I want you to change your mindset from trying to getting it done. See, that's a big difference. I'm really more apt to listen to the person that says to me, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to try. What try does is it allows you to fail. It's the person that has the mindset that I'm going to get it done. It's the person who changes the complexion of things. I'm going to get it done is very different than I'm going to try. You know, look, man, I know this sounds a little harsh, but you got to stop feeding yourself these little old wise sayings that ain't, it was a valiant try. Hey, man, you talk to anybody that took second place in the Super Bowl and see how they feel about their valiant try. The only way to gain God's real blessings is you have to try something. Steve, you're backpedaling. Now, listen to me close. You have to put forth an effort to allow God to put his finger on something to bless on your behalf. You must start to attempt. Now, in saying getting it done and I'm going to try, that's a different of two different faiths to me. That I'm just talking about me now. You may be different, so I can't say this about you. But I can say this about me. If I say I'm going to get it done, I have a lot of faith in it. I am going to get it done because I just don't see failure as an option a lot of times. Now, if somebody says to me, like the Olympic team invited me out to curl one day, which is throw these stones on the ice, if you're not familiar with it, it's very simple. And so I said, man, I'd like to give that a try. I went in full well knowing I may not come away from this little curling lesson as a person who could make the Olympic team. I just wanted to try it because I thought it looked cool and I always wanted to get it done. Well, I failed twice. I threw a stone completely into the other lane. I lost that little ice shoe. It shot out from under me. But you know what? I kept trying, though. I kept trying until I got four of them stones in that circle right where I aimed. But now, had I given up after I failed, after I threw that stone in the other lane, after I shot my shoe down all the way to the bottom side, the little ice shoe they give you, I never would did it. But because I was trying, something got me together a little bit because of my effort, and it caused me not to fall the next time, not to throw it in the other lane, not to shoot my shoe to the back of the wall. All of a sudden, my trying became something. Now, had I stayed out there and it wasn't so cold and I went back week after week after week after week, I promise you, I could get it done. I could at least know how to compete in a game of curling. Might not be the best. I might not win the championship, but I could have got it done to the point where I could have competed in a game of curling. So sometimes if you're scared to say I'm going to get it done, just go out there and get started. You know, learn from every attempt that you make. See, don't quit writing yourself off as a failure every time something don't go right. When I fail on that ice, I could have said, man, I can't curl. But hold up, man, I'm watching four other women out here curl, four other dudes out here curl, little kids out here curling. Hold up, partner. You know, man. So I learned when I threw that stone on the other ice, when I failed, when my shoe shot off. I learned from every attempt a little bit more about it. And then I said to myself one point in time, man, I'm going to get this stone in that circle. I'm going to get this stone in this circle. And guess what? I got it done. Now, what you saying to me, Steve? I'm saying to you that you got to get started. That you got to put forth an effort. Give God something to bless. Oh, God, bless me. Oh, God, bless me. Bless you what? Bless you where? Bless you how? Stop basing your results on what you're thinking. You got to think higher. You get God in your life, man. He allows you to think higher, bigger, better, more. I'm sitting up here in my debt. I came up with a plan to get out of debt in 5 years. I came up with this plan, right? I was sitting up and I was tripping on it. Then I said, wait a minute, man, hold up. This is what I came up with. I said, God created heaven and earth, all of it. The mountains, the sky, the valleys, the oceans, trees, the birds, the Indian Ocean, all of it, made all of it in 6 days. And then he rested on the seventh. So why am I taking to God the 5 year plan? If he can create heaven and earth in 6 days, why am I walking in there talking about help me in 5 years? How is it going to take God 5 years to get me out of debt and he made heaven and earth in 6 days? Do the math here, man. I ain't that big. You ain't that big. You ain't in that much trouble. I ain't in that much trouble. See, God got a way of showing you some things, man, but it's going to take some faith, and faith going to take some effort on your part. Man, get out and do something, man. God will bless you a little bit and he'll give you a little bit more courage, and then all them attempts you making is going, and all this, oh, I'll try. You know what that turned into? I'm going to get it done. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to do, because trying to pay your rent and not paying your rent is two different things. You can try to pay your rent, or you can get it done. Now, how long you think you're going to stay in that house trying? You got to go with the mindset of getting it done. And if you can put some stuff out there and give God a chance to put his finger on and bless it for you, the most stuff he can do for you. Quit looking around at what everybody else got and go and get some of it for yourself, okay? All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animal trainers. I love to say animal trainers. I don't know
you
why.
Too.
I always say that, animal trainer. Yeah, I love that, man. That's what about.
Why?
I think that's what I always wanted to be, except everybody, like animal, anything but that lion cage. I just don't understand getting in that lion cage with that whip and that chair and them lions. It has gone so badly for people in there. Anyway, when I'm saying animal trainers, I'm thinking like turtles and bunny rabbits and goats and stuff like that. Stuff I can handle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Why we started right there, I have no idea. Just my mind is warped, it's contorted, it's all of that. But that's how we roll up in here. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., government name Kiel Spates, and the growing legend of Nephew Tommy. I am the one and only. God, dog. Junior, what's on your mind today,
no,
man?
No, let's just stay right here, man. What is you in animal training? What does that got to do with
it? I don't know, Junior. It has something to do with my infatuation with the circus. That's the one thing I remember about my father. He always took me to the circus. Bum K down here, let you see them clowns. Well, let me tell you something. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing meant more to me than when them damn clowns came out the back packed in that Volkswagen.
That's
and they got out in all sizes.
Yeah.
Short and tall. But Lord have mercy, no matter where I was in that tent, and we didn't have top seats, I jerked loose and ran down to the front and stood right next to that ring. And at the top of my lungs, the clouds is coming!
About
and
you,
boy, when they little ass start packing out that Volkswagen, nothing meant more to me than them damn clowns. Because I remember him telling my mom one time, Bill, that boy lost his damn mind. Them clowns came out. Because of all the people at the circus, Skip the Bearded Lady, you know, back down in West Virginia, they had a little country. I ain't give a damn about the bearded lady, fat people. I ain't care nothing about that. Care nothing about that one little tired-ass elephant they had that came every year.
Yeah.
I ain't care nothing about the tall person on the stilts.
Yeah.
Give a damn about none of that. I wanted some cotton candy and them damn clowns.
Life was good. Life.
Whew. Well, hey, when the clowns went back in, we could have went home. You care nothing about the trapeze act, nothing.
And your dad
damn tried
to
clowns.
Stop you when you started going down toward the front, your dad didn't try to stop you.
Yeah, we'll jerk loose here. From me. Yeah.
I got
I'm gonna go down here and take an ass whooping for these clowns.
It's worth it.
Yeah. That's how he said, he clowns. This boy, I told that boy, boy, don't go down there. He run down there. He said, this boy crazy about them clowns. Yeah. I went every year. Thank you, Daddy. I appreciate that, man.
Love yeah,
didn't know I was going to be one when clowns. I grew up, though, but I appreciate the motivation. It was there.
Started early.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Right here, Shirley, your daughter bit my son. Your daughter bit my son. We're going to get to the bottom of it right now.
Okay.
So if you missed it yesterday, I'm running it back. Your daughter bit my son.
Oh, here we go. Stop that, though. All this biting.
What? Been here biting people. Don't you? Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Kira?
This is Kira.
Kira McG.
This is Kira.
Look, do your daughter go to Little Academy?
Yes. Who's this?
And her name is.
Yes, who's this?
Listen, your daughter then bit my son, Joshua, on the back.
My daughter bit you? No.
This is Wilton. Your daughter then bit my son.
Well, Wilton, slow the down. You can't just call my house and tell me my daughter bit your
you
son.
You ain't finna sit here and be cussing at me, lady. I just said your daughter, Sakira, bit my son, Joshua,
no.
on the back.
And I just said no. I just said no. Two things. One, my daughter wouldn't bite nobody. And two, don't call my house with this tone.
I call with any kind of tone I want to call with. All I'm saying is, your daughter done bit my son in the back. And I'm going to tell
and
you
all I'm saying is, don't call my house with this attitude saying some that my daughter bit your child in the back. My daughter has manners and she wouldn't be biting nobody in the back. What the did your
how
friend
the hell if you know somebody go,
the
how the hell you know what your daughter going to be doing if you ain't there?
Because I raised my daughter.
You raised the
son? You live with your son?
She ain't
you live with your son or you just come in once a month and try to do some kind of daddy work?
Your daughter ain't but 4 years old. How in the hell you know her that damn well?
I've been with her for 4 years. Where the you been? My daughter does not be biting people around in the back and the neck or any thing like that. What the hell is wrong with you? Don't call my house with this attitude.
Well, you, where I get, what, who, how the hell you figure I'm a weekend daddy? I'm calling you about what's going on with my child.
Uh-huh. But I don't think you got your facts straight. So next time you call somebody to tell them about their child, figure out everything about your child first.
All I'm saying is that the people at the academy said Sakira bit my son Joshua in the back.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying because I don't like your tone. So don't call me about my baby. Have her mama call me.
It don't make no difference if a mama or a daddy call, as long as somebody call. Hello? Call her back, dog.
Hello?
Is this Kira?
This is Kira.
Why you hang up on me?
Why are you still calling me and why are you yelling at me? My child didn't bite your child in the back. When I picked up my child, they didn't say to me, your child bit somebody in the back.
Why
I know
you,
my
I,
child. I'm
you,
with my child
how,
every day. Like I said in the first place, you must be some kind of weekend daddy.
How come
I know my child.
How,
I'm with my child every day.
How come
are you? Are you?
I'm with my...
Are you, Max, I don't even know who Joshua is. She should have just hit him in the head.
You, hey, what you ain't going to do is sit here and talk about my baby. Now, you asked me to lower my tone.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up one more
lower
gig.
Hello? Hello? Call her back, though. Call her back, Kat.
Hello?
Don't hang up on me no more,
don't
lady.
Call my number again.
I'ma call you until you tell me why your child is beating me, is biting my child in the back.
I am not in the mood to play with you right now.
You're going to mess around and get you and your child's ass whooped. You and your child.
You know what my ass? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Guess what? Shakira got a daddy. You talking about whooping somebody's
ass?
Shakira's daddy's. No, no, you don't have else to say. You can't call my house and threaten me and my child. If my child beat your child, well, that's what the your child deserves. He got whooped.
How you
my daughter whooped your son's. This probably won't be the last time that little fat snotty nose kids gets his.
You ain't gonna be talking about me and my son.
When no fake facts, she didn't bite him in the back. She might have whooped his, but my daughter don't play nasty
your
like
daughter
that.
Bit you my son in the back.
Keep talking. You found my phone number, find my address, and have Shakira's daddy beat your.
If you what?
I said, bring your on over here. And the same way my baby, my same way Shakira whipped your baby's, my baby daddy gonna whip your. Bring it on.
I'm coming over there and beat you and your child.
Like I said, you don't call a woman and tell her you coming over to beat her and her child. You come over here and beat her daddy's. Come over here and beat Shakira's daddy's.
He don't want none of me.
You don't want this.
I'm on my way over there now.
Then bring it on in.
Somebody gonna get their
yeah, daddy home all week. Not that, like your
he ain't got no damn job.
No, you, he got a job.
Y'all gonna make me come over there tonight.
Bring it on right now.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm finna
tell
you.
Tell me something else then.
You gonna get bit and your baby gonna get bit too.
You gonna bite me and my baby? Shakira dad gonna whoop your.
Can I say something to you?
Say something to me then.
This
say
nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Oh, I am shamed. I am so shamed.
You just got pranked. Oh. Your sister Glenda told me.
No, she said, I told her they couldn't get me for this.
She said, get my. She said, you always tell me, Tommy will never get me.
I told her that wouldn't happen to me. But you can't call somebody and talk about their baby. Oh, hell no. Let me call.
I'm going to hit you
man,
with it.
That's where it counts, man. Don't call nobody about that child. You got my heart hurting.
Look, can I ask you something? Let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. You.
Thank you. And Windy City, get. Whoa, did you hear that? Did you hear me say Windy?
I did. Congratulations.
I heard you.
Say it again.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
You going to be where?
Get ready coming to the Windy City. Anyway, it's the Sweetest Day Comedy Jam in Chicago. Let's just do it that way.
You can say that.
In Chicago. Okay. All right. October 20th and 21st, Friday and Saturday. That's this coming Friday, Saturday. You got Gary Owen, Bill Bellamy, me, Nephew Tommy, Tony Roberts in the building, Melanie Camacho, Benji Brown, Kevin Tate, all wrapped up into one at the Airy Crown Theater. Friday, Saturday night. I got it.
Sweetest Day. Did he say Sweetest Day?
Sweetest Day.
Problems with the S.
Okay. Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. I got my S. What?
I thought you said Wheaties Day.
Wheaties, as in Wheaties the
Day. Wheaties Day, boy.
Cereal.
Get ready, Chi-Town. The nephew coming, baby. W's and all.
Chi-Town.
My man.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, PETA is upset with Offset. In celebrity news, we'll tell you why. In celebrity news, rapper Sexy Red is pregnant. You know Sexy Red. She made the song Pound Town. And Jada Pinkett Smith's mother says she's tired of the internet villainizing Jada. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO.
Who damn bought is that?
This right one's now. From... We have moved on. This one is from Jamal in Detroit.
Tell us how you really feel, Tommy.
We have moved on. Jamal in Detroit wrote, I met this drop-dead gorgeous woman, and she invited me in for a drink before our first date. Her house was junky from the doorway to the living room, and it smelled. I made up an excuse so I could leave. So should I be honest with her or just move on?
No, just go and roll out, dog. Yeah.
But she's drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah, she ain't yours. Well.
She's drop-dead gorgeous.
I've had that experience before.
She what? Nasty.
Yeah, you gonna need to clean up this eggs on this table right here. what is eggs on the table, on the coffee table. Come on now.
So just move on. He doesn't have to tell her anything. Just move
on. No, dog. Hey, dog, you're not finna fix this one. Mm. Yeah, it's gonna be years in the making. Invited you in.
Uh-huh.
No, see, look, she invited him in. So she don't even notice.
She doesn't know. Yeah. That's a mess right there.
Don't you drink out that glass? She talking about that glass. Don't you drink out that damn glass?
Okay. All right, Jamal in Detroit. Moving on to Felicia in San Diego. Felicia says, I work in the fashion industry, and I met this great guy that's an engineer. He has the money to buy nice things, but I can tell he's not spending money on his clothes or his shoes. Is it petty to judge this man because his dress shoes aren't leather? Oh, women love a good pair of shoes.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. What is he wearing? Crocs? What does he have on? Uggs?
He wearing
Crocs. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal, sister. Don't throw this good man away because he don't know how to shop.
Right.
You can fix that.
Girl, that's easy.
Do not throw a good man away because he don't know how to pick out clothes. You can fix that.
He's smart.
Man, girl, please.
And he has money.
And he just cheap. He ain't had no reason to dress up. Mm-hmm. Once you become the reason, he'll fix all that. Don't walk away from this man because he got probably.
Is this your fault? Steve, is this somehow your fault? For dressing so fly and everything, and you know,
well, I'm
other
responsible
men.
For a lot of things. Yeah, sure, over the years,
is
I
this
take
what
the
about this?
For it, but, well, you know, I used to be him too, though.
Oh, did you?
I ain't always been fortunate. Now I had some fake stuff on.
Okay.
Well, I had.
Y'all want to burn some shoes?
I don't know if you've ever had on fake snake shoes before.
He talking about the suit,
but they peel up real quick.
You was looking crazy by the feet.
The skin does not stay down. It curls up damn near after the first wear. Yeah, I've been there. Go ahead.
All right, moving on to Toby in Roxbury. Toby says, I've been dating a great chick for almost a year, and she's a great mom, a great cook, and sexy AF. But she's terrible in bed. She's lazy. She won't stay in any position except the basic one. And when she's done, she's done. And I have to stop. How do I get her to participate more and stop being lazy?
What is your moving for?
Yeah, you're going to have to move on, though. You're going to have to move on.
You can't teach her, Steve. You can't teach her.
No.
No, wait a minute. No. You told the other lady, don't throw away the good man with the shoes and this. So now... There's no teaching going on in this one.
That old, what? That lazy loving is hard to deal with. You know, you through?
We got to move again.
Well, God. Here you,
put your
what
leg
you
back
flipping
back.
For? Come on now. I don't want to flip no more. I don't want to do that. I'm through. I'm tired. I'm through. Stop. I'm through. No. Yeah, bro. It's just time to go. Yeah, might have to let this one go.
But it's been a year. For almost a year, yeah.
Well, you know, you locked in, man. You go on ask her to marry you. See how that work out for you. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Just telling you, this ain't going to work now.
Mm-hmm.
It's lazy loving because you're going to be at work one day. You're going to meet somebody y'all and get to giggling and kiki-ing. Next thing you know, you're going to be telling your problems at the house, you know. Oh. She don't like to switch positions. Oh, I do it all.
That's what she gonna say to coworker.
Yeah, the coworker. I do it.
She said one thing.
Yeah, I just you know my girl. She don't like to change positions. We just I do it all. You like monkey
the combo?
Flips? Yeah. You like monkey flips? How you?
Monkey flips.
Yeah. Monkey flips. Have you ever done a somersault?
What is,
All right. Okay, so he needs to move on.
I like to bounce on the edge of the mattress myself.
Are they not stuff talking like about work?
No, hell no. This is called he's in the pit. Yeah. He done bit a hole in his coffee mug. He done bit his coffee. He bleeding in the mouth. Every time she say something, he done bit the coffee mug.
He bleed in the mouth.
No, we was doing it last night and she fell asleep.
She was through. All right, last one, Steve. Paris in Marietta says, I'm 29 years old and I live with my boyfriend. I pay half of all the bills and I buy the food. He has an 11-year-old son that eats constantly. So I told my boyfriend that he needs to set rules for his son or buy the groceries. Why did he get mad?
Because you can't ask this man to set rules for his son about when and how he eats. Boys, I don't know if you've had a boy before, but they eat constantly. They is machines. Mm-hmm. The metabolism is sky high. Now, you done set up here and talking about you either buy the food or set some rules for your sons. You can't tell no man that. Yeah, what I'm finna tell this boy, you can't eat this, you can't do that. Don't eat till 4.
Well, why doesn't he just buy the groceries then, since his son is eating so much? She has to pay half the bills.
Well, I mean, now that I don't understand why she's responsible for buying the groceries and got to pay half the bills. Let me explain something to y'all about these live-in relationships y'all be having up with these damn roommates.
Okay.
Y'all women living with these men doing wifey things, but you got roommate commitments.
Wow.
And that ain't how this work. Damn, you stop at doing all this wifey stuff, but then you steady getting treated like a roommate. Mm-hmm. Well, what's wrong with y'all?
That's a roommate title, huh?
Yeah. Why don't you just charge for sleeping with him? That's a whole nother relationship.
Oh, okay. All
that's
right, on that note.
That's an old profession. Okay.
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to say thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Okay, so Offset has upset animal rights organization PETA after spending big bucks on crocodile skin Birkin bags to celebrate Cardi B's birthday recently. PETA criticized Offset, saying instead of using his wealth and influence for good, Offset chose to funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars into a gruesome, violent industry that electroshocks crocodiles, shoves metal rods into their head in an attempt to scramble their brains and mutilates them while they're still alive. PETA reminds everyone that people who still spend money on a closet full of dead animals' body parts either are clueless or simply don't care about the extreme cruelty they're perpetuating. It's just not worth it. That's what PETA said.
Well, can I have a message for PETA?
Yes.
God, about these crocodiles
kill kids. Crocodile eat people. Okay. Y'all need to go head on with all this here.
And so, all right. I don't go down there to New Orleans and tell them people down there that's catching them alligators on them.
No, they got a whole show on that. Busting them in the head, shooting them, everything.
Wow.
Man, and it's an appetizer.
Bruh. At Papa Do's, you can get it right now.
Man, hot alligator. Yes.
All right.
Right.
I got a new belt. I bought a new belt yesterday.
Dog, Peter really need to relax. Yeah. I got crocodile stuff. I'm not taking it off for no damn body. Mm-hmm. And I wish you would throw some paint on me. Boy, the funniest thing was me and Biggie Wig was in New York one time. Biggie Wig had on a fox coat. Mm-hmm. We was walking past. We saw these protesters, but we didn't know what they were. We got up there. We saw all these animals and stuff, skin. This lady was running next to us and kept saying, "It looked better when it was alive." And you know, we didn't really know what she was talking about. So Big said, "Hey, dog, who this blankety blank talking to?" I said, "Big, let's just keep walking, man." So then this guy said, "Yeah, we ought to paint it. We'll paint it for you." I said, "Hey, man, listen to me. Whatever you do, don't throw no paint on this dude coat right here, please. Don't do that, because I ain't going to be responsible for your life in the end today." Yeah, go ahead, Shirley.
All right.
Don't do
Thank
it.
You, that's okay. All right. Jada Pinkett Smith's mom, Miss Gammy Norris, is tired of the internet villainizing Jada for decisions that she and Will made. Take a listen.
Painful. Mm-hmm. You know, yours is not a really, it's not a happy story, right? But I do want to start out as your mama, right, to clarify some things, because I'm a little tired of all the vitriol being thrown your way. I'm right. sick of it.
Right.
And I just want to say that, you know, when you guys decided to separate, mm-hmm. okay, that was a decision that both of you made. You're both separated. You did not cheat on Will.
Right.
You're both parties are living their lives, both. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not just you.
Right.
And I need to make that really clear.
Right.
Because I'm a little sick of that foolishness.
I got you, Gam. I understand.
All right.
I understand.
I love Will to death. You know he's my guy. We are family.
I'm glad somebody love him, because his wife can't.
Well, as we told you guys.
What?
It's an ignorant show right here.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of the Smiths. I'm sorry. I'm just tired. I can't take no more. And you writing the book. What'd you write the book for? We didn't see everything. You told us every damn thing. Why is we reading the book?
Did you just hear what her mother said on tape? Okay. As we told you guys yesterday, Jada said that she and Will are working hard on their partnership and divorce is not an option. Jada said that she came into the marriage with a, quote, very specific idea that were blocks to her seeing Will as who he is. She added, "Can't be this perfect ideal guy husband. I have to be able to accept him for the human that he is, and he accepts me for the human that I am, and we want to love each other there."
What is this?
That's cool. Here's the deal. Look.
What is this?
None of us would know anything if nobody in that camp, namely her, was telling it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, mm-hmm. I appreciate her mother. You know, I don't talk about nobody's mama.
At all.
Jada did not cheat on Will. That ain't what y'all said at the red table talk.
With the dumb ball.
Got it right. Yeah. Got it right. Yeah.
You said I had an entanglement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Will said it wasn't a fair. I didn't know nothing about this little boy. Arsenio, or whatever his name is.
Arsenio.
Arsenio.
Now you're going to put that out there.
I said Arsenio.
Oh, August.
I didn't say Arsenio.
August.
That's my dude.
Alcina. Okay.
Mm-hmm. August. July, whenever he was born. Listen. I wouldn't even know nothing about this little boy if you hadn't have told us that.
Uh-huh. What was he born?
Quit telling your business to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ain't got nothing to worry about. See, rumor is one thing. I'm all over the internet right now with rumor. But once y'all start discussing y'all's life, then we ain't talking about rumor no more. Now we talking about what you said, you know, and then they do this stage interview. Right.
Her book is out. She's promoting her book.
Well, if she wrote a book, I'm going to write an album then. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm tired of the internet too. But my mama ain't here to do no interview for me, so.
Okay, really?
I didn't tell her. I can't do no more Smiths. What?
Coming Tommy, up in 20 minutes saying, after the hour.
Tommy, you fortunate. You still got your mama. Can your mama come and do an interview for me?
Just asking. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after
mama
the hour.
Speak up. Tell your mama to come do this interview for me.
Shannon Sharpe's makeup had First Take fans making little Richard jokes and mortuary memes. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so during Monday's episode of ESPN's First Take, many viewers were not really paying attention to Shannon Sharpe's football opinions and analysis of this past weekend games, but they were very fixated on Shannon's makeup, which appeared to be heavy on the powder. Someone commented on social media, quote, Shannon is looking casket sharp. Others were comparing him to Little Richard. One person commented that Shannon looked like Dave Chappelle. Remember back in the day when he played Prince, Dave Chappelle on the show? Yeah, the memes just kept coming. When Shannon got off the air, he responded, quote, appreciate the concern over my makeup this morning on First Take. This was her first time doing my makeup, and it was a little heavy. My appearance is important, not as important as my takes. Hopefully, the takes were great as usual. When one replier wrote that, quote, the poor girl is finished, Shannon responded, no, she isn't. She'll get better with my makeup. This isn't the end of the world. So here's a question for you guys. When you have to go on TV, Steve and Tommy, do you wear makeup on daily on TV? And have you had any issues? You know, that was really a big deal.
Shine off.
Yeah.
No. Damn the shine. This is high def. Go up there without makeup.
Oh. You see everything.
You're not going to believe how ugly your ass is.
It's noticeable. It's noticeable.
What?
Boy, let me tell you something. High def. Let me tell you something, boy. You see spots on you. You ain't even know you had. What is that speck on my face right there? That's your skin, dog. That ain't a speck. What's on the? What is that on the camera lens? That's not on the camera lens. That's your tooth.
That's a blackhead. That's what the hell,
dog.
That
is. Dog, they not messing around. You gotta put that makeup on, dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Shannon had his on.
Now I'm gonna tell you something though, man. Like when I did First Take, I've done it before. Down during the Super Bowl. Kansas City against somebody, I forgot. But anyway, you know, they try to put some makeup on you before. I've had to stop people before. Because first of all, where you get this brush from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then you got this one color. We all got the same damn color. See, I'll tell you what happened that day. She knew. She went over there and got Stephen A's color, put it on Shannon Sharpe. But I've seen Stephen A with Molly's makeup on before. So I've seen that on that show. Stephen A looked a little shocking a couple times. I had a makeup artist on Family Feud one time to the point where when I walked out there, the director said, cut. Let's get Steve in the back. Let's start the show over.
Because he's looking crazy. Oh,
yeah, I've came around the corner and went, hey, welcome to Family Feud. Steve, step in the back for a moment here. We've got technical difficulties. I go in the back. Who did his makeup?
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you would like to leave Steve a message, call him 877-29-STEVE. That's 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air. Steve, are you ready for this one? Remember the truck driver who left the call about Sister Odell last week? Well, he's back. Take a listen.
Sister Odell, good morning. And good morning, crew. This is that truck driver.
I just want to clear something up. You keep saying I don't like you. I am a deacon at my church. I have unconditional love for you and the whole crew. I was just giving some constructive criticism about you, and that was all. So I just wanted to clear that up. You guys take care of yourself and be blessed for the whole day. You have the number one radio show, morning show in the world. Take care and be blessed.
Oh, well, thank
Deacon,
you.
I appreciate
wait,
dog.
Steve. Steve. We have another call. We're going to play back his original call from last week, then comment, okay?
So good morning, crew. Steve, let me tell you like this right here. This old Dale, you need to go and kill her because you do not do a good woman. And I guess it's because you're so hard, cold, and tough, and then from Cleveland. So go ahead and kill old Dale because you do not do a good woman. And I don't mean to, you know, shoot you down and nothing like that. I just want to be straight up to you and give you some constructive criticism. And then be truck driver. Don't.
Well, truck driver, deacon up at the church, I got love for you, too. Now, let me give you some constructive criticism, too, because the word is constructive. Learn your words before you call in.
Now, he love you now.
I'm love him, too. And I'm giving him some constructive.
Number one show.
He a deacon in the world.
I'm giving him. Deacons in church can get some of this. Deacons make mistakes. Uh-huh. Deacons need to be checked. But I love you, man. Don't worry about that. You know, and you know, look, man, I got love for you, truck driver. Keep on, stay safe out there, man. Stay safe on that road, man. Always get back home, and you know, and remember, when you call in, you know, if you bring some, you're going to get some. Just know that about me. I don't care if you the deacon. You had a pastor call me.
Wait.
I pass it out.
All right, one more, Steve, from this is from Robin. Robin is from Baltimore. She has a comment about Jada Pinkett Smith.
Good morning, you guys. This is Robin from Baltimore. Jada Pinkett, you sold crack in Baltimore. What street? What did you sell? Where were you? Better yet, show us the receipt. I don't believe it. This is a reach. You trying to get that book sold. You want people in Baltimore to buy that book? Tell the truth. And now you reach for Tupac. Why? Because he can't respond? He can't say yes or no? Stop it.
You guys have a great day.
See, no. See, I'm tired of these Smiths. I'm saying.
I didn't care nothing about this here, but the I sold crack in Baltimore with your little ass.
When she was 19.
You're not selling crack to nobody that size. They taking the crack from you. anybody handing you no money? Dog. And Jada at 19 was smaller than she is now. You ain't sold no crack in Baltimore. What you trying to make? Where that come from? You sold crack. Why? Why? You from a good family. Your mama work with you. What?
They like crack. She was on the wire. She was on the wire, dog. That was
yeah.
Like,
did y'all see the wire?
String of bells. String of bells. So crack.
Idris.
Crack was not an internet drug. You can't order it online back then. You got to be out there on them corners. Crack is a corner drug. Jada Pinkett ain't stood on no damn corner selling no damn drugs, dog. Who is this little boy out here? Give me them damn drugs. Get your ass back in school where you supposed to be.
Oh, my God. All right.
Give me a little boy, though.
Thanks for breaking it down. Coming up next, and thanks for all our phone calls today. Coming
out
up
there
next.
Give me some of that crack from the little skinny-ass boy down there on Leeway.
We'll hear from the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, whose costume is this? We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us today, Nev?
Well, Shirley, any church you go to, they're going to have one that just, ooh, it's just a bit much, just a little too much. It's always one that's scary. You're scared of them. The church usher. The church usher. That is not the person you do not want to be on their bad side. The church usher. Let's go, Cat.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach your sister.
This is Sister. How you doing?
Good evening to you, ma'am. I don't mean to be giving you a call this late in the evening, but I am the new youth minister. I haven't. My name is Sean Williams over at Missionary Baptist Church, which my understanding.
Wait. What do you mean, new youth minister? What happened to?
He's no longer with the church anymore, ma'am.
No. Oh my Lord, why? What happened?
Well, I'm not at liberty to speak upon that, but what I was doing is getting around and making sure I met everyone because I haven't met everyone yet, and I wanted to reach out to everyone at the church. But listen, let me get down to some more business because I've spoken with the pastor.
Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're new, but it's Bishop. Uh-huh.
Okay, I spoke with him on yesterday, and we have narrowed some things down of a few changes we're going to be making at the church. And what we want to do is, one of the major subjects that have come up, Sister, is that we're wanting you, if at all possible, and the deacons were in on this meeting as well, but wanting you to change your attitude when people are coming in and you're seating them. From my understanding, it's gotten to the point where they think you're...
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Y'all had a meeting on me.
Well, it wasn't a meeting.
I don't understand. Listen here. I've been ushering on that usher board for 47 years. I am the senior usher on that usher board.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I've been trying to be nice about it, but I don't understand how y'all going to have a meeting without me. But now you going to call here and tell me that you going to have you having a meeting on me about me being nice. I'm always nice.
Well, ma'am, that doesn't seem to be...
I have a problem with that, son. How old is you?
27, ma'am.
And they gonna send some boy to call me. You know, this don't make no type of sense.
Okay.
Child, what is it that you want? What is it?
That's actually my call, ma'am, is that maybe I figured if I would call and speak with you about the matter, that maybe we can get to some type of rectifying this situation to where
what we gonna rectify here. I'm gonna rectify you calling me this time of night talking about some meeting. This don't make no time. And I don't appreciate you calling me any time of night. Where is Bishop? I need to speak to Bishop.
Bishop is the one that actually...
I've been at this church for 47 years. I've been saved all my life. This don't make no type of sense. You calling me here with this mess.
Okay.
Now, see, y'all finna make me cuss. I'm trying to be a Christian. But y'all not gonna let me be a Christian, is you? You just gonna agitate me with this mess. Well, telling me about something. Be nice.
Well, ma'am, that's certain that they're having problems when you're seating the people. And that's all that we're trying to get rectified.
The people don't want to sit down. They want to go over here. They want to go over there. They want to have the children running to and fro like a bunch of demons or wild heathens bucking around in the church like they ain't got no sense. And I'm not going to have it in my section. My section is going to be straight.
And I understand it. You know what, Sister, I think if we did this, if you would do me a favor and hold your phone, and if you would just bow your head right now for me, maybe we can come to get the man up.
What am I bowing my head for? My floor is clean, baby. My floor is clean as hospital carpet. It don't make no sound of it for me to bow. What am I bowing my head for?
If you could close your eyes, Sister.
I was closed my eyes. See, you called me and woke me up out of my sleep with this mess. Talking about some meeting. I am very annoyed at this. And I don't appreciate it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to speak to this.
Now, Father, we ask that you look down upon Sister. We ask that you look down upon her right now. Right now, asking that you put a smile on her face on Sunday morning. Asking that you put some joy in her heart on Sunday morning. Asking that you draw all the pain that she and anguish that she might be going through. Whatever demon there is inside, we ask that you draw that demon out. We ask that you pull that demon away from Sister. Right now, in your name, we ask all of these blessings to come.
Because I don't appreciate this, boy. I don't even know who you is. Who gave you my number?
Pastor gave me the number and asked me to call. I am, like I said, I'm Sean Williams. We haven't met yet. And I am the new...
He don't act that way. And it's Bishop for the third time. I done told you, boy. Bishop, be respectful for the folks. See, that's what makes me angry.
Let me say this right here, Sister, and maybe this will shed some light on things a little bit clearer.
I'm tired of listening to you, boy. Go ahead.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by Sister, who is also an usher at the church at Missionary Baptist. Yes,
you
ma'am.
Wait till I see her Sunday. This is a messy We on the radio now?
Yes.
This don't make no sense. Lord, Amber, this is embarrassing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. This is Steve Harvey Show.
Yes, ma'am. That's my uncle. This is just a joke, though, ma'am.
Oh, this is little Tommy?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, Amber. How you doing, Tommy?
How you doing, Sister?
Oh, Lord. I am embarrassed. I am embarrassed.
Do you listen to the show?
Every day. I never would expect myself to be on there. Oh, Lord, y'all done made. Oh, my God. Got me on this radio acting foolish.
Sister, did this here to you.
Well, how about if y'all call me back and we get Sister. How about we do that? We'll do a prank on her bills. I'm paying a couple of bills. You know, because she's short a little. They got to pay all her business.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. And little Tommy and all them other little children, them little girls. What's that girl name? She is so cute. I love her.
Miss Shirley. Hey,
Lord, this is so beautiful. Y'all, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
There it is.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Play too much.
Hey, Tommy, Crystal from Chicago left you a voicemail. You want to hear it?
Crystal.
Here it go.
Good morning, Mr. Harvey and the morning crew. Tommy, this is Crystal. Come on here to Chicago in that peacoat. It's 6:55 a.m. on Wednesday, and I'm listening to you talk about you want to bring a peacoat. It's 42 degrees here, man. You in Atlanta. Y'all don't like it cold. Come on here with that peacoat, man. It's 42 degrees at 7 in the morning. Come on up here with that peacoat on and see what the hawk do to you, okay? Come on, baby. Bring it. Now, I'm advising you. You better dress for success with that cold ass air. Love you. Have a good morning, guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
All right, Crystal.
All right. Get rid of the peacoat. I need something else.
Yeah, she made that clear.
I wish you'd have told me what to bring.
Well, your uncle told you that before you go down. He already told you don't bring the diamond.
Yeah. Anything fur.
Heavy. Something heavy. And layer up, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Layer up. You heard.
But what I need, about 8-pair drawers and then...
some lounge.
Yeah, thermals.
12-pair socks.
Make sure you get thermals. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. A scarf, a hat, gloves, all of that.
All right. We're going. Damn, I'm gonna be sweating and all that. That's just too much. That's just.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like Crystal said, up there with the peacock.
You need the same coat. You need the same coat that Jordan Love played for Green Bay Packers when he on the sideline. You need that coat he got.
Keeping him warm.
Yeah. Keep it warm, dog.
All right.
I got my coat. I'll be there.
All right, nephew, coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, whose costume is this? We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, whose Halloween costume is this? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have four children, and he is a great father and provider, but I think he's grown tired of our marriage. He has been going to have a drink before he gets home, and he told me his school counseling job has been stressful lately, so he needs to relax before he gets home. I think that something else is going on, and it involves a woman at the school. He works at the high school that our oldest son attends, and all next week is Spirit Week for homecoming. Each day has a theme. Monday's theme is the 70s, so my husband had to get my son and himself a costume. He went to a costume store to get two Afro wigs and said that's all they needed. But he only brought one of the Afros in the house. So I went to see if the other wig was in the car. There were two bags in the car, one on the back seat and one kind of stuffed under the front seat of my husband's car. I got the Afro and then I looked at the other bag closely. There was a size medium brown halter top with fringes on it and a brown spandex skirt to match with a headband and a pair of big hoop earrings. It looked like a Pocahontas costume to me, but I guess it was supposed to be a 70s costume. I went back inside and asked my son how the shopping trip went. He said dad ran in to get the two Afros while he stayed in the car because his dad parked illegally. What that means is my husband purposely went into the store alone to get him and some woman a costume. I laid the costume on our bed and my husband almost screamed when he walked in the room. He asked me how I found it and he said it was mine. I can't fit that, and I don't work with him, so why would I need a costume? Why won't he tell me the truth? Why would he lie, you ask? Why won't he tell you the truth? Do you listen to the men on this show at all? You know their motto, right? You have to lie. That is their motto. You have to lie even when the truth will do. They can flip a lie around and make you think you did something wrong. Okay, that's how we do it here on this show, the men anyway. But there's a lot going on in this letter and in this marriage. You think your husband has grown tired of your marriage, and you think he's cheating with the woman who works at the school with him. He says he's been stressed out, so he goes to have a drink to relax before coming home. Is he saying he can't relax at home, or is he drinking and relaxing with this woman for work? I'm sure these are your questions, and you pretty much got your answer once you found the hidden bags under the car seat. He bought a costume for this woman, which was beyond stupid. He left the evidence behind, beyond stupid again, thinking you would never find it, but you did. You found it. I say, yes, you're on to something. I love how you lay the costumes out on the bed, and he almost screamed when he saw them. Guilty. All he could say was that it was yours. You're not going to the party, to the event at the school. You said that. You knew he was lying right then and there. I believe there is something going on between him and the woman at work, which explains the matching costumes, but please do not sit around and wait for him to tell you the truth about it. That's not going to happen. All right, Steve?
Well. Whose Halloween costume is this? Lord, as this story unfolds, it gets more raggedy as you go down the paper. Yeah, your husband, y'all got four kids. He's a great father provider, but I think he's grown tired of our marriage. Yeah, he been having to go to have a drink before he gets home, and he told me his school counseling job has been stressful lately, so he needs to relax before he get home. That's true. You work around kids all day as a counselor, and then you got to come home to the four at your house. And we learned later on in the letter that the oldest boy go to the high school. He got to stop and get a drink. Yeah. And is he tired of the marriage? Probably. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know what's happening in your house, but it probably ain't all that exciting. Way more exciting down at Happy Hour. I think something else is going on that involves a woman at school. He worked at high school, the oldest boy go to, and it's spirit week for homecoming. Now, this is where the letter starts turning. Each day has a theme. Monday's theme is the 70s, so my husband had to get my son and himself a costume. He went to the costume store to get two Afro wigs and said that's all they needed. But they only bought one Afro in the house. So I went to see if the other wig was in the car. I'm curious as to why he only bought one Afro wig in the house. I'm curious about that. Maybe I'll find out the reason as we go on. I don't know. There was two bags in the car, one on the back seat and one kind of stuffed under the front seat of my husband's car. I got the Afro and then I looked at the other bag closely. That was a size medium brown halter top with fringes on it, brown spandex skirt to match, with a headband, a pair of big hoop earrings. It looked like a Pocahontas costume to me, but I guess it's supposed to be a 70s costume. I'm telling you right now, that's 70s all day. That's what Earth, Wind, and Fire came up out the out the stage with at the Richfield Coliseum. That's 70s. You better know your time periods. Don't play with us. We 70s people. That ain't Pocahontas. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The elements.
Yeah, hell are you on, talking Steve. About? That's when it came about the flow in the TPs. Nine of them.
This is not about Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We'll it have is part to me. Two.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, whose costume is this? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, whose costume is this? Okay.
We got to get to it quickly because the problem is later on in the letter. This woman been married to her husband. They got four kids. He's a counselor at a high school. She think he's tired of the marriage. I think if you think somebody tired of your ass, they usually are. It's probably done got dry. Ain't nothing happening. You done settled into a rut existence. Yeah, he probably tired of you. Yeah, you probably tired of him. You just ain't saying nothing. So y'all tired of each other. He been stopping to get a drink before he come home lately. Say it's been stressing him out. He's a counselor at a high school. His son go to the high school. Y'all oldest boy. Yeah, it's stressful, so he's stopping to get a drink. But you say you think it's another woman involved. He said y'all having spirit week for homecoming at your son's school where he's a counselor. And it's a theme every day. First day in the 70s. So he go to the costume store to buy two Afro wigs. He said that's all they need. But he only bought one Afro wig in the house. So Miss Nosy went out to see if the other wig was in the car.
Oh, really, Miss Nosy?
Yeah. There was two bags in the car, one on the back seat and one kind of stuffed under the front seat of my husband's car. Why this boy put this bag in his trunk, I do not know.
Stupid.
Lord have mercy. I got the Afro, then I looked at the other bag closely. Here we go. Size medium, brown halter top. Fringes on it, brown spandex skirt to match, headband, pair of big hoop earrings. It looked like a Pocahontas costume to me, but I guess it was supposed to be a 70s costume. It was. It was a 70s costume.
Uh-huh.
It's what Earth, Wind, and Fire came about to flow with at the Richfield Coliseum when the Spirit album came out. Nine TPs came about to flow. I was there. I had a feather in my hair with a headband. I had on the mock skin vest. I had pants that my sister sewed the shingles down the side.
Uh-huh.
I wore some moccasins that was too loose.
Oh.
I went back inside. I asked my son how the shopping trip went. He said his dad ran in to get the two Afros while he stayed in the car because his dad had parked illegally. What that means is my husband purposely went into the store alone to get him and some woman a costume. Okay. That do sound true. Stay in the car, boy. I'm legally parked. What are you going to do? I'm going in with you, Daddy. I said, stay your ass in the car in case they come by and give us a ticket. You can move it. Now, the boy hoping they come by so he can drive the car. See what I'm saying? I laid the costume on my bed, and my husband almost screamed when he walked into the room. Boy, you could walk in that room and saw that little ass Pocahontas outfit laying on that bed.
That's what I wanted to hear. What is
child,
that sound?
Child, dog, man. Mm-hmm. How you find it?
Uh-huh.
What? He asked me how I found it. He said it was mine. Here is the key to this whole letter. I can't fit that. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's why he's sick of your ass right there.
What?
Right there. Because you ain't a medium no more. He tired of you.
Wow.
You didn't even try spandex. You could have tried it on. But you can't fit no medium. Mm-mm. No, Lord. You probably like a...
She's not a medium. Okay, that's what she said.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think about... But when you look at the medium, to be offended, though...
But she didn't even need the costume, Steve.
Yeah, see, listen. Now watch the letter. This is how the letter turned. And I don't work with him, so why would I need a costume?
Right.
Why won't he tell me the truth? He said it's yours. Because now he's going to invite you. You are now invited to the costume party.
Ooh. Ooh.
And baby, I bought this medium because that's how you look to me.
Oh.
Stop. You still fine. Now, do I need to go back and get a bigger size? Damn. So, baby, this don't fit. What size you need?
Oh, what
see,
about
see, that'll
this
piss
part?
Her off to where she don't want to go to the party.
Right. And what about this? Why did he leave it in the car? Was he going to surprise her?
Ooh.
Now, let me tell you, there's two things.
Okay.
Number one, that bag should have got put in the trunk.
Okay. So you agree with that,
So you mad at him for that, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a surprise, but he forgot the wig wasn't in the same bag that your Pocahontas outfit was in.
This is not working for me.
This is all going to hell, dog.
Yeah.
You in a world of trouble, man.
Yes.
I don't know how you gonna do this right here. But I sure want to see that little thing down at the school that you done bought this little spandex halter top for with that little shingle.
You know it was for her.
With them big hoop earrings. And let me tell y'all something. I bet this is for after. This is for after the party. Yeah.
It's not a party. They just dress like that at school all day. And then next day it's a different theme.
It's a whole thing.
No, listen to me. Remember this though, Carla. He go have drinks every day before he come home. They going to drink in that little spandex.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
Cross your legs while we drink.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And now Junior is here, ladies and gentlemen, with Sports Talk. What you got for us, Junior?
Okay, first of all, the Houston Astros are down 2 games in the ALCS. We're down 2 games.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take that.
Don't do that.
No, I just said. Yeah, no, because you finna be negative. That's what you finna do.
Well, I mean... No, no. Down 2 games is negative. It's negative 2. what the hell are you blaming me for? You said they down 2 games. They ain't played but 2. That don't sound negative to you.
You're just so wrong.
He is wrong.
You set yourself up for this one, Jay.
I did. You started with the Astros. I had to, man, because it's our team. But that's cool. We're going to come back.
Not from 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How long is the series?
7 games. Best of 7.
Oh. He lips. Can't you tell?
You ain't know who did that.
I'm kissing y'all goodbye. Go ahead.
Also, man, let's just talk about this, man. The Colorado Buffaloes, man, lost the game. Unc, I know you probably didn't see it. They was up 29-0 at halftime. They lost to Stanford 46-43. 29-0 at halftime. Stanford came back. Prime, good thing about it is they 4-3. The whole thing about it is, do you think there's a problem with them understanding that they're not Deion Sanders? Everybody said, well, you know what? He's coaching these boys, and they feel like, hey, we got Coach Prime. And Coach Prime saying, hey,
Y'all not me. Y'all not doing the things I do. Is it a problem with Deion Sanders now, college football? Like they're looking at him like, hey, this is not.
No, it's his first year. He got a completely new team. Like he said, y'all better jump on him now because this is the worst they're going to ever be. He going to go recruit some Bulldogs up front. He going to get some cows up front on that line. That's the only thing they missing is a defensive line and an offensive line. He going to go fix that problem right there. He going to bring in some big boys. That transfer portal going to come up. He going to get some boys up out of Alabama. He going to go to some big boys up out of Florida. And it's going to be game on. This is his first year, man.
People going to be making moves after this. Watch.
Yeah, why does he have to be a miracle worker his first season?
Dog, all 86 new dog.
Yeah, but all
he's doing great.
Yeah, I think he's doing great. I just hate the fact that they keep judging him based on this 1 year.
Dog, they've been judging him his whole career. He used to this. He been in the spotlight, dog. He been prime time his whole life. He used to this. It's all right.
We still believe. Go ahead, Prime.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Junior, thank you.
You talking about the Colorado team. You ain't talking about the Astros. Either.
Stop.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
We still believe.
Steve, a guy on social media says working the night shift is affecting his health. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so Steve, Elliot on Facebook writes, I recently got a job that has me working night shifts. The change in schedule has thrown off my routine. My eating habits are erratic, and I can hardly find the energy to exercise. Now I've started to gain weight and feel sluggish all the time. I want to stay healthy and fit, but the odd hours make it so challenging. Do you have any advice for me? How can I adapt to this new schedule and stay healthy?
Well, does Elevate he work night you. Shift or does he work graveyard?
He says night shifts.
Night he shift is 4 to 12. Well, graveyard is 12 to 8.
Yeah, he didn't say. He
both of them night. Is mind numbing. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Yeah.
I suggest you try Elevate You. Because that will at least get you base, get you a basic ground because your biorhythms are thrown off. If you work, the graveyard shift is the worst shift in all of, I've worked that shift before, 12 midnight to 8 in the morning. Because I don't care who you are. The human body's biorhythms, at 4 a.m., your ass is sleeping. I don't give a damn where you at.
What job you have?
At 4 a.m., the blackest hour of the night. It is always dark as 4 to dawn. From 4 to 5:30, it damn midnight. It's black dark at 4 a.m. And your body has a biorhythm clock that it's been operating on. I don't know if that's the correct term for it, but your body's used to it by nature. And so that's what's causing the imbalance. But first of all, you're going to have to do two things. Get yourself some Elevate You. And secondly, stop saying that you off balance.
Stop saying out there.
You can't get your rhythm. Stop saying you feel sluggish. Even though this is factual right now, all of that can be adjusted with a mental adjustment. You got to mentally adjust to this thing.
Because you need that job, dog. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, be sluggish for you if you get fired. That's when your ass starts getting real sluggish.
No, you stop saying that.
No, I'm just saying. That's why you need to help make this mental adjustment. Go to ElevateU.com. Get yourself some Elevate You green drink so you can start putting some vitality in your cell system. Or you can go to Walmart. Or you can go to Walmart.com. get you some Elevate You, man, and feel better about yourself. Your digestion and your energy will pick up, and you got to get back. Remember, to get energy, you have to exert energy. You only get energy when you exert it. So if you're feeling sluggish, if you want to start feeling more energetic, you got to get active.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Energy gets energy. Go for a walk. Do something.
Have more sex, too. You could, that helps, too. Don't it?
Not if you tired on that graveyard shift, it ain't.
All right,
all the hell sex you just got in. And that's what you're she on the way out the door, you coming in the door. Then you got to talk her into it and all that. That ain't going to work, though. I done put this like makeup and this clothes on. Stop, Herbert.
All right, I think we have time for one more. Danielle on Steve Harvey FM writes, ever since I started working from home, the lines between my professional and personal life have blurred. My work emails ping at all hours, and I'm always finding myself working late into the night. I miss having a clear line between office hours and personal time. My husband wants to make out as soon as I close my laptop. I love the flexibility of remote work, but how can I bring some balance back into my life and make sure I don't burn out?
Well, it's real simple. That's up to you. You work at home, office. You have office hours. You got home hours. Why don't you set some parameters? It can ping all night, but that don't mean you got to answer. Put that damn computer on sleep. You know, 6-7 o'clock, you wake up, cut your computer on. 8 o'clock at night, turn your computer off. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't give a damn if you do ping me. Ping.
We know what you do.
Matter of fact, let me read to you right now how many pings that went off that I ain't gave a damn about. 13,946 pings. Yep, that's how many emails I ain't open. You can call me if you want to.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Reebok has named, get this guys, 76ers NBA great Allen Iverson as its vice president of basketball. The move comes in conjunction with Shaquille O'Neal being named president of Reebok Basketball by the shoe company. Both Hall of Famers are longtime brand partners with Reebok. Iverson's role will be to drive player recruitment along with leading grassroots and community-based initiatives. Allen Iverson, who is 48 years old, has a lifetime contract with Reebok and will receive $32 million trust on his 55th birthday. So congratulations. Yep.
That's big.
Go ahead, Alan.
That's so big.
What do you think? You like that?
Yeah, Alan and Shaq.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Smart. $32 million.
The smartest guy out there right now is Shaquille O'Neal. You know, people don't understand. Y'all, these commercials you see him in, dog, he's owners in these companies.
Mm-hmm. Not the pitch man for the commercial.
JCPenney, Carnival Cruise Line, Icy Hot. That doorbell ring stuff. He was the first one to jump on them ring doorbells.
The general insurance.
Mm-hmm.
All that insurance stuff. Yeah. He got large stake in that.
Wow.
I mean, he got stake in say so. He ain't just a pitch man. Dude is brilliant businessman, man. Mm-hmm. Smart as hell.
Well, congratulations. All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this. He got it in.
He got it in.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather change the outcome of the last election, or would you rather get to decide the outcome of the next election?
B.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Complete control of B. Yes.
Don't take us back. But
if New York go on and get this case right, we ain't gonna have to worry about it.
Okay.
No, New York got something on him for real. Mm-hmm. For real, New York got something on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Would you rather have a unibrow, or would you rather have a full back of hair? All the hairs on your back.
B. That unibrow.
Oh, no, I just can't be all that a hair on my back all day, every day like that.
Yeah.
Nah, like give me that. I'll take that unibrow. Yeah.
So, yeah. You can so always pluck the unibrow.
Junior.
But, dog, I'm watching Ready to Love, and you sit up here with everything across your forehead. Hey. So that's what you're going
to
do.
You're going to get used to it.
Hold up, Tommy. I got this. Don't worry about it. Junior.
What's up?
We're looking at you right now on the Zoom where your hairline is. If you had a unibrow, you look like an emoji.
I wish you would show it with some back hair, Junior. We'll whoop your behind. You got
it. I'm sure. Well, I wish you would show it with
back hair. It's on his head.
You know what? Next question, Sharon.
Would you rather
he's
all
back there it? Now? Just tell me. He got back hair now. It's on his head.
Would you rather always be able to tell when someone is lying, or would you rather be able to lie without anyone knowing? Which one?
I got both of them mastered.
I do.
I got both of them mastered. I'm A and B. I know when you're lying, and you can't tell when I'm lying.
Really?
Ask me anything. Just ask. I don't care what it is.
What day is it?
Friday.
No, it's not.
Today
it's
is Tuesday.
Where you at?
Fix it.
When was you born?
Oh, about 35 years ago.
But aren't you on the radio every day saying you're 66?
I was born again 35 years
ago. Okay. Oh. That was a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Boy, you can't. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm the best.
Are the Cleveland Browns going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. There is no doubt the Cleveland Browns will go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, what makes you say that? Oh, we got to go.
Well, you didn't ask me what year they was going.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day, and we'll have Mr. Steve Harvey close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a good day, huh?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every day is a good day.
That's right.
And no matter how it's going out there, y'all, just remember, this too shall pass. Just hang on in there, man, because you're going to get through it. Yes, you will. Ooh, I'm living witness to that.
I'm not going with that today. No. Now, you hurt my feelings.
You ain't going to make it, Junior?
No, you hurt my feelings. Huh? I got back hair. I'm not letting that. You just said I got back hair because my hairline's back here.
So from now the last segment that we did.
Yeah. And y'all want to try to, ooh, we had a great day. Let's just close out. No, I got back hair.
Well, Junior, I don't know what to tell you.
But Shirley, repeat the question. What was the question?
No, no. Unibrow, back hair.
Would you rather?
The question was, would you rather have a unibrow on, would you rather? Would you have a unibrow or would you have back hair?
A full back of hair. Yeah.
Yeah. I chose
your whole back
hair. Yeah, I
he
chose
told
that.
Back hair.
Yeah.
And I just said he got, well, first of all, I told him he don't need no unibrow because if Junior, where his hairline is at right now, if he get a unibrow, he'll look like an emoji.
You did say that.
That's
he'll look
hurt.
Like one of the little yellow people on your phone.
See, that's what hurt. The emoji.
And then he got back hair because his hair is back there. See, back hair is hair you can't see. And he got back hair right now.
See,
Junior, don't move right now. Look, stop right there. Freeze. Look directly at your picture right now on Zoom. Do you see your hairline?
Yeah.
None of us do. None of us do.
See?
See, you delusional. You looking at your hairline where it used to be.
See, you know
what, we ain't talking about where your hairline was. We talking about where it is today. And right now, it's even with your head sets.
You know what, you're not mentoring right now. You're not a good mentor right now.
No. And you know what? All my mentees have told that to me.
What? That you're not all a good mentor?
At one point in time, they said, you're not being a good mentor to me today. Mm-hmm. Ellie just said it to me the other day. Because my job as your mentor is to tell you the truth. Uh-huh. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm. You don't have a full head of hair no more. And it's been disappearing on this radio show. As I remember when you first had it. Remember when it was waves and all this here?
Yeah, Junior has really pretty hair. Yeah.
So right there. Junior got what, Shirley?
Pretty hair. Yeah, waves, right there. Curls.
Whoa. When last time you said that?
It waved right on out of there.
Bye, bye. Right on. Tom, you know what, dog?
Bye.
Let me tell you something, Tom. See, you wrong, dog. Yeah. You wrong, Tommy. You know it.
Them waves was on a farewell tour.
Don't listen to the haters, Junior.
No.
I'm just telling you, at one
Junior
point in time,
high top fade. We all went through it.
He's not supposed to be
encouraging
you. You're his mentor.
He
not.
That's what
Junior's point is.
You can't encourage hair, Carla. It ain't coming. You can't encourage
that.
Well,
tell him what to expect. Tell him that's what you should be doing.
Expect to shave and put some cocoa butter on your head and go about your damn business.
Yeah, and come on, join the club. Because you in it. You just don't want to admit it.
Well, He does have some in the back, right? Yeah, he does.
Back hair.
You know what? Oh, see, here we go again. See,
he do have hair in the back.
Junior. Take your headphones off, Junior. Let me see. Take your headphones off.
It look like they're still on.
Look at that boy right there. Lord Jesus, if this ain't time for you to come on. She said, take your headsets off, Junior. And then, bam, you still didn't see it. Look at right there. Stay right there, Junior. Turn sideways again. Look at that, Lord Jesus. This boy hair.
Does your wife like it, Junior? That's what I'm asked.
She don't even say nothing. She don't even know I had a haircut.
That's because your forehead look like an ass.
See?
What? I'm just trying to tell him the truth. His forehead.
So do you be saying you going to the barber shop and stuff? You be telling her that?
She don't even know I had went down there, Tom.
Yeah.
Junior, do you think you're in denial about it?
I may be.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe. you may be what? Whoa. Let me help you with that word, maybe. You may be losing your hair. You may be going bald. You may already be bald. You may be in denial. You may be wanting some more hair. You may be thinking about getting a lace front. It's a whole lot of maybes. They got them now for me and you.
Well,
and
it's
bald.
His hair. You can't tell him how to rock it.
Listen to
rock it.
Carla.
You rock it a ball. That's how you do it.
It was his hair.
I'm a star.
When you dream at night, Junior, when you dream, do you be bald or do you have hair? Listen, we can start there. We got to stop these dreams. That's what it is. You wake up thinking that way.
Tell him how to cope with this. What's coming next? That's how you mentor.
First of all,
him.
He got to listen to the two men of the show that had to come to this conclusion.
You know what I think, though? I see what the problem is. You don't have no hair nowhere else. You got to work on a mustache. You got to get something growing. We got to get you some fertilizer.
If you have some other hair, you let this one go, but you just trying to hang on to any old hair. Matter of fact, in a minute, you ain't going to be nothing but a set of eyebrows. Might well get a unibrow.
We got to go.
Hey, y'all have a good one today. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. And pray for Junior's hairline.
Pray for Steve.
I am not my hair.
Shut up.
For all Steve
Steve Harvey contest. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.